Hey, backstage. It's Vashti. I am finally getting around to answering my AMA questions. I've just been busy or something, I guess. I was going to do them on my laptop because, well, it's quieter, but I don't have a charger for my laptop right now, so I'm doing it on my desktop that has a loud fan, so I apologize for the background noise, but it's either do it now with this, or I don't know when I'll get it done. So, anyway, please excuse that. Before I start, I just want to thank everybody who asked me questions. I appreciate it a lot. I'm sorry it's taking me so long. But I'm gonna go in the order that I received them for the most part. And if I have time, I'll try to put some timestamps on here on my post, but we'll see. Anyway. My first questions are from Little Girl Interrupted. The first one is, why is Tom Hardy the perfect man for you, and what makes him so very awesome? I don't know. I think that if I was going to build the perfect man, that fantasy thing that doesn't really exist, I would have just probably built him. I think physically he's very attractive. I don't know. He's the tattoos and everything. He's just so handsome. He has such a nice voice. Yep, I like him a lot. What makes him the per so very awesome? Well, I think he's just awesome. I think he was born awesome. So I think it's just an inherent quality that he has that makes him awesome. I also like not just obviously, eye candy, but I think he's a very good actor, which is attractive. And when I see him in interviews or read stuff from him, I'm always kind of impressed with the way he handles himself. So I think that all of that whole package makes him awesome. I don't really know what the right answer is for that question, but there you go. the next question is, if you could master one skill, what would it be and why? I think I would like to be, it'd probably be dance. So I wish I had somehow become a dancer. I didn't go on that path in my life, and but I do feel like there's something in me that wants to dance. I think if I could, that's not a skill. Hold on, let's think harder about this. Let's just say if it was a talent, it would be dancing. But if it's a skill, what skill would I like to master? I wish I could draw. I wish I had some kind of artistic ability. So I know some people can take classes to learn how to draw. I have tried to do that, but I don't have it. I cannot figure it out. That's probably also talent. I don't fucking know. It sounds like I don't know the difference between a skill and a talent. Anyway, those are your answers. Dancing, if it's a skill, but it's really a talent, let's be honest. But drawing, maybe? Kind of wish I had better handwriting. That could be a skill. We could say drawing and better penmanship. Or I really wish I could crochet. I knit and I'm very good at it, but I find crochet very difficult and I wish I could do that. Okay, that's like 10 things. Anyway, I'm moving on. The next one is describe your perfect day. I'm guessing that this isn't really a question, by the way. This is just a statement. This is like a command, which I'm just saying, it's not really a question. I'm gonna answer it anyway. Okay. What I was saying is that I think that the idea is here to describe like what would happen during the perfect day, but for me, because I tend to kind of have a mind that races a lot, and I have worries and anxieties and stress on a daily basis. The perfect day for me would be freedom from my anxieties and neuroses, and to have just one full day of peace. That would be the perfect day for me. That's the real shit, yo. Yeah. If I could just have a day where from the moment I woke up, from a good night's sleep, until the time I went to bed, I could just feel internal, peaceful happiness for the entire day and go to sleep feeling safe and secure with no like disclaimers or anything, just 100%, no questions asked, safe and secure and free of any kind of even the smallest kind of worry or stress. That was probably really boring. Anyway, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and why? What would you do there? Well, I've forever wanted to go to Ireland. I somehow haven't made it there. So that'd probably be my number one choice because I've just wanted forever to go there. I have, I guess, my dream in my mind is that I want to kind of go rent a cottage like out in the country. I know a lot of people like to go sightseeing. I don't necessarily want to do that. I want to go find a cottage in the country and maybe get a bike and ride around and see the countryside. I just like to live there for the time that I was there and not feel so much like a tourist. So I would just like to do normal everyday things and just spend that time connecting with nature and doing some hippie stuff, yoga, meditating and stuff, and just really feeling the energy of the place. That just kind of makes me sound like a total hippie. I am a total hippie. But that is what I would do. I'd like to see all of it though, so I'd like to see the whole country. So at least just see how people live, and I don't know, that probably sounds crazy. Anyway, moving on. That is all of her questions, so we're gonna move on, we together, because we're all a team here, move to Northern Thunderstorm. His first question is, what's the funniest thing you've ever seen? I should have said this up front, but I didn't really preload any answers for this. There's one answer later that I've been trying to work out the answer to for a while. I will explain when I get there. But there's gonna be, I don't know how long this thing's gonna be, so I apologize. Anyway, the funniest thing I've ever seen. It's really hard. I'm trying to think about the last time I laughed really, really hard, because that would probably be it. But I have something that's borderline maybe kind of mean, but very funny. Years ago, my best friend it was winter and we had these metal stairs in my apartment. She had come over because she got these new shoes. It was New Year's. She got these new shoes for New Year's Eve. She came over to show them to me. They were beautiful. She left. I heard her fall down the stairs, which I know is awful. But I went out there and she was sitting at the bottom of the stairs in the snow on her butt and laughing. Kind of pissed, okay, really pissed, but also kind of laughing, and that's one of my funniest memories of all time, and I know it's kind of mean because she fell down the stairs, but I'll never get that image out of my head of her in her New Year's Eve clothes and her brand new shoes at the bottom of the stairs in the snow. I hope that doesn't make me sound like a horrible person. She was laughing, I promise, and I promise she wasn't hurt. But, oh, it was funny. It was a funny thing. So I guess that's what I'm going to say for that, because I can't seem to come up with anything else. Maybe I don't see a lot of funny things. Hold on. Maybe I don't have a very funny life. I don't know. That's got to be it. It's that's probably the funniest. In, like, really recent memory, I don't know. It's probably something my nephews did. They're very funny kids. but I couldn't put my finger on it, I guess, right now. So maybe I should have preloaded answers for these. I don't know. His next question is, what's your favorite thing about GWA? I guess my favorite thing about GWA is just that it's a relatively safe forum where I can express myself sexually without exposing myself to the people in my day-to-day life, that I can explore areas of my sexuality, areas of my personality that I might not otherwise do physically, in a place where I can also get feedback on that and kind of feel things out. I really like that about GWA. I hadn't really recorded myself do anything before I came to GWA, and it turns out that I don't really mind recording myself, and I mean, I don't sing or anything like that, but I think it's kind of fun to put myself on a recording and then edit it and all that stuff. And so, I think that that's part of what I like about GWA, is that it's kind of given me a place to learn more about myself in ways that I might not have otherwise, not just sexually, but just other stuff too. So yeah, that's probably it. I guess from a much bigger perspective, I like that GWA is a place for people to do that. Not just me, but everybody. I mean, obviously there's stuff out there that doesn't appeal to me personally, but I think it's wonderful that there's a place that people can do that. You know, that, you know, maybe you're into this certain type of kink, but in a real world scenario where you're with your partner or a date or a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, you don't feel like that's something you can address or explore, that there's actually an avenue to do that that's not harmful to anyone or to yourself, hopefully. I think that's all pretty great about it, actually. As long as I don't get too caught up in needing validation or positive reinforcement or anything like that, if I'm just doing it for the sole purpose of getting to know myself and express myself in whatever way without being attached to the outcome of what I produce, it really works for me. That's way more than what was asked in this question, but I guess that's how these AMAs go, right? Just all the talking. So those are all things I like about GWA. So yeah, those are his questions. The next questions are from Little Mako. I think it's Mako, right? I apologize. If I can't say words, then I'm really, really sorry. Anyway, the first question is, what is your favorite film? Which I find to be a really hard answer to give, because I have favorite films for different reasons. I have favorite films from when I was growing up that are just nostalgic and warm to watch, and I love them and I know all the words, and so those of course are my favorites. But then I have favorite films too that maybe they're my favorite because they're really good. My standard answer for this question is this movie from the 90s called Beautiful Girls. I don't know. It seems like, as I've gotten older, it seems like nobody has seen it but me, but I've probably seen it 100 times, no lie. I love it. It's currently on Netflix in the US, so for those of you who feel like you want to watch something that I think is fantastic, you should go watch it. But I grew up in a small town, and it kind of takes place in a small town, and I think that I just like it for that reason. But I get, if I was gonna go like young, you know, growing up, favorite movie growing up or something, you know, I'd go for Dirty Dancing or Pretty in Pink or something like that, which now, who knows, somebody's gonna figure out my age now. Anyway, moving on. Who is your celebrity crush? Which, if you've listened from the beginning, you could probably go back and realize it's Tom Hardy, because I love him. But, you know, he's not the only one. I really like Jeremy Renner a lot. I would say they're my top two right now. Jeremy Renner and Tom Hardy. Yeah. Probably. They have been like a staple for a long time. They've been kind of my two favorite kind of actors and attractive men for a long time. I should probably find somebody new to add to that. It's like a rotating crush situation usually, right? I also have a huge crush on, which now I'm not going to remember his name, and I'm not going to look it up because I can't look up things online. It doesn't seem fair. But, the guy who played, Drogo from the first season of Game of Thrones. Yeah, I like that guy too. So we'll put those three up there as celebrity crushes. It's late here. So also apologies. This is going to be full of apologies. So I'm sorry it's late, and I'm sorry if I seem just disjointed, but you know, this is me. Okay. Next question is, out of being a vampire, werewolf, or zombie, which would you be? That seems obvious to me because I wouldn't really want to be a werewolf. I wouldn't want to be an animal, and zombies are gross. And it seems to me like for the most part, obviously there are other things, but you know, vampires end up getting to be beautiful forever, right? And what's a little blood? I say vampire. Anyway, next question is, what inspires your writing? I actually haven't written that much, so I find that I'm kind of surprised by this question, but I write purely on emotion. So I say I haven't written very much. I write personally, I just don't share it. But I often will write to work through feelings for myself. I'll write to maybe build up feelings that I have, like if I was going to write something sexy or something. But more often than not, I'm writing about something that has been, really plaguing my mind, either in a good way or bad way, I guess, that I need to come to terms with or reconcile within myself, feelings that I don't have anything to do with. I don't have anywhere to put those feelings. I'll put them on paper. Yeah. So that's writing. The next questions, those are all of those questions. The next questions are from Cute Kangaroo. The first one is, what's the best way to make you giggle? I don't know. 100% make me nervous. 100%. I am a very, very, very nervous giggler. So, or giggly nervous. Anyway, I giggle a lot when I'm nervous. Anybody who has talk to me when I'm feeling really, really nervous knows that all I do is laugh the whole time. I am also very, very ticklish. So if those are considered giggles, that's probably the fastest way to get me to giggle. And it might be the best way too, because it's fun. And I mean, I hate it. So I'm probably going to laugh and be mad, but it's a pretty good way of doing it. What the next question is, what's your favorite erotic stories or poem? I used to read so many erotic stories. And I read romance novels for years, but I don't know. That seems like a hard question to answer. I don't know if I know names or, I mean, I have an entire library on Literotica of erotic stories that I like to read. But it's been a long time since I've read something really well written that I thought was you know, of erotica of some sort that I thought was really good. But even right now, as I'm recording this, I can't think of anything from the past that I read that I liked a lot either. So, that's not being very helpful at all. I'm completely letting you down, Kangaroo, who's always so very nice to me, and I'm very, very sorry. But I would say, there are, some writers on GWA who have written poems. I am going to not name them directly because I just don't really want to call that out, but that are some of my favorite things I've ever read. And I'm pretty sure those people know who they are. I'm sure I've told them. So anyway, that's going to be my answer for that. Seems like a cop-out, but that's going to be my cop-out. Okay, so those are his questions. The next questions are from West Bay Ray. The first one is, would you rather be rich or famous? I would rather be rich. I have no desire to be famous. I don't want anything that comes along with it. And at least if I'm rich, I can help out people in my life and hopefully put money in places where it's really, really needed in the world. And I just don't, not real big on fame. So, yeah. The next question is, do you have a favorite post-sex drink? Well, it's water. So, always water. Maybe coconut water. I really like coconut water, so some really good raw, fresh coconut water would work for me, too. I haven't actually thought of that before, but now that I'm talking about it, I'm thinking the next time I need to replenish said electrolytes and fluids, I will maybe go coconut water, as it seems like I used to drink that after yoga, and it always was very hydrating and refreshing, so it might be the new post-sex drink. So thanks for that question, because I might have a new idea for my life. Anyway, the next question is, what's one joke that you never get tired of? So there's this joke from years ago. It's literally the only joke I ever tell. I don't really know other jokes. I don't tell jokes very well. I think my timing's shit or something. But it is, a mushroom walks into a bar. The bartender says, I'm sorry, we don't serve your kind here. And the mushroom says, why not? I'm a fun guy. And I know it's stupid and I can't help it and it makes me giggle. So that's there you go. There's my joke. Okay, those are all of those questions. The next questions are from Lurker GWA. What are a few of your favorite kinks, even if your favorites are really mild? And as best as you can explain it, what is it exactly about them that appeal to you? I'm trying to think what's classified as kink, right? So, if we start out, kind of mild, I would say, I like, I don't know, is it a kink to like come on your skin or just like come in general? Because I have that a little bit. I like that idea of, it all comes down to some level of, all of these come down to for me to some kind of like ownership or claimed feeling. But if a man comes on my body or in my body, that's really arousing to me. That's really just the best. I like feeling like I have been marked by them or something. I think that's what that feeling is. So that's probably the best way I can explain it, is that I just like that a part of them is essentially now a part of me in some way. I hope that makes sense. I'm also slightly attracted to, in a not very committed way, but as a kink, I guess, as a, like a fantasy kink, certain types of dominant submission play. But I think because I just feel naturally submissive, I like men that are, you know, a little forceful, more dominant, kind of take control. I also just naturally have an ability to want to be helpful and very, very giving. I'm very, very giving, especially, you know, if I'm alone with somebody. So I wouldn't want to say, I feel like this is such a touchy subject around here because I know that this is some, like a big part of people's lives. But for me, it's always just been something that I've read about a lot, and it's always been really attractive to me, but not a way I've lived my life or had sexual partners really who were, where that was a part of our relationship. So I guess I probably am not a very good person to talk about it, but that's how that goes. Anyway, that all didn't make sense, did it? I'm just going to stop talking and move on now. The next question are from, Chevys Are Awesome. The first one is, do you imagine what the other character would say as you record? I do if I'm doing improv. Most of what I've done has been improv. I just feel more comfortable that way. And so I will essentially, and I really like to do like relationship scenarios. And so for me, I am completely immersed in my mind in that world that I've built, so that I can respond with good timing. And I think about, I do fantasize about what is coming in, what words are coming in. You know, if I say, hi, baby, you're home, then he's going to say, oh, it's so nice to see you, or, you know, something like that. So I definitely do imagine what the other person is saying. I think I'm always really aiming to be as authentic as possible, and that for me is the best way that I know how to do that. I'm obviously not a pro at any of this, but that's that. The next question is, what scripts and ideas pique your interest? Well, this probably goes back to the question before, but I haven't done a lot of scripts. Generally, the scripts that I am attracted to have been, even if I haven't done them, have been some DDLG ones. Definitely submissive stuff. I recently did one that was more dominant, which was different for me, but just because I was kind of trying that out. But if I go out looking for a script, I'm probably most likely looking for something with a lot of dialogue that are words I like to say, and without having to change it a lot, and something that's probably more from a more sweet, you know, submissive kind of perspective, I guess is the best way to put it. So those are the ideas, I guess, that pique my interest is. Well, also, I do like to look at scripts that are really about just pleasing men. So like blowjob scripts and stuff. So that those always pique my interest too. But like I said, I haven't recorded a lot. I do have a lot saved. I just am not very comfortable recording scripts, so I haven't done very many. Anyway. The next questions are from Chernobyl Greenie. The first one is, what is your absolute favorite tag to record? Hands down, it's gotta be that I always put GFE, so Girlfriend Experience. It's my favorite. I feel like it's the most me and so fun. And I don't know, I just really, really enjoy it. I also like to do masturbation audios. I recently did a ramble one, but even that was a little, I don't concentrate super well if I'm just straight up masturbating for my own pleasure without any kind of idea of recording. And so I would prefer for the most part just to masturbate and record it and then post it. But anyway, really it's like relationship scenarios, girlfriend experience, which I consider about the same tag. So that would be that. The next question is, you can only read one book / series for the rest of your life. What is it? It's hard. That's hard for me. I don't know. I read a lot of nonfiction. I read a lot of spiritual books that I would, if I could only read one book or series, it'd be hard for me to not take one of those spiritual books, but for the rest of my life, I mean, maybe I've read them enough that I've got them internally that I don't need to read them anymore, but if I guess whole series, I'll go whole series and say Harry Potter. I think I can never tire of it. I've read this entire series several times and it could probably satisfy me forever. So yeah, Harry Potter. The next question is, you will gain the superpower of your dreams if you give up the ability to see in color. Would you do it? And what is the superpower? I should try to think about what the superpower would be. And then, I guess, and then decide if it's worth giving up color. I would like to be able to apparate, essentially, like Harry Potter books, or just teleport at will. I would like to be able to travel in an instant from one place to another, regardless of distance. And I would give up color for that. I would, because I want to travel so badly, and there are just so many times that I've wanted to be able to go places or see people that were far away, and even if I had to see them in black and white, it'd be worth it because at least I'd be able to go see them. So that would be my answer for that one. And then I got a couple of questions in as a private message, and because they didn't want their name out there, so you know who you are. On my little list here, I just wrote anonymous, but you private messaged me. I told you I would answer your questions, so here they are. The first one is, have you ever, quote, unquote, made love with someone? I have. Absolutely. The next one is it different than normal sex? How is it different? I don't know. This term normal sex is kind of weird to me, but I guess that means like casual sex or something. I mean, I guess it's definitely different. It's different for me, but I think that if we're classifying made love as intimate relations with somebody with whom you are in love, which is how I'm interpreting that, then I would say that that type of connected on more than just a physical level, but like spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, like all of that lining up as one at one time is completely different than having sex with somebody that you love and you get along with and stuff like that, but it's not that same thing. It's just that it was, for me, I can only speak for myself, obviously, but for me, it was different because there was nothing else in the whole world except for those moments with him. So, I mean, just really the best sex I've ever had. So anyway, the next question and the last question from this person is, do you think you'll ever do a making love audio one day? So I guess I I don't think I will. I obviously don't mind putting myself out there. I've done questionnaires. I've recorded myself doing all sorts of sexy things for GWA and other sites, audio sites, but doing something that taps into that part of my mind and my memories and my possible future with anyone is not something I'm willing to share. So I'm going to say that in that way, doing something that intimate, I don't think I'll ever do that. Okay. Moving on. The next questions are from 808 Seduction. And the first one is, you wake up and the zombie apocalypse is in full swing. You walk outside and see the gang from The Walking Dead gearing up to move out. Who do you partner up with? And then parentheses, past and present cast, and whether they die in the show or not, does not matter. You could change that outcome. Bonus, what is or your weapon of choice? Okay. Okay, so as much as I've watched that show, I haven't actually considered who from the... I mean, right? Like, is it one person? Or like a group? Okay, I mean Daryl, right? Clearly. Because you're always safe with Daryl. And even though, like, maybe he gets a little, like, weird or whatever, like, there's no doubt he'll protect you. He might cook you squirrels and stuff. Or me squirrels. I don't really want to eat squirrels. But I guess if it was the zombie apocalypse, I would, you know, times are hard, man. Eat whatever, I guess. But it's gotta be Daryl. I just think it's the smartest decision for future survivability, let's say. Yeah. I mean, I want to say Glenn because he's my favorite. But I gotta be realistic here. Like, well, and Glenn would keep you alive too, but it's not the same. Like, Daryl's like taking those bitches down. And he has no problem killing other people too. You know, like live people, not just zombies. So it might... Hold on, I gotta move. Okay. It might make more sense to just choose Daryl. I'm gonna say Daryl. Which is probably weird, because in the beginning of when I was watching that show, I don't think I loved him, but... And I'm not saying I love him. I don't love him. But I'm just saying. Anyway, he would be a good partner. And my weapon of choice... even though it's probably not the smartest weapon, I would want something that was a ranged weapon, because I don't think I would be able to, or it would at least take me a long time to figure out, or to get the balls to kill something with my hands, so like a knife or something like that, which, or sword, which is probably one of the best, but I'd want something quiet, so I would say like a bow, like a hunting bow. Like one of those compound bows. I live in an area where they hunt a lot, so I would want something that they use to go elk hunting or something. So, yeah, I would probably say a bow. I can't use one. So, thank God part of this question wasn't a weapon you can actually use. I've never actually shot a bow, but I could probably figure it out, right? I mean, zombies. Anyway. Number two is... He numbered his. That's why his have numbers. Nobody else numbered theirs, I guess. Oh no, somebody else did. Okay. Number two is, this is a quote. Yes, Fran, but I'm looking at the weenus and I'm not happy. So, this is the question. No, the question is, what does weenus stand for? And that's spelled W-E-N-U-S. So this is the question that I've been trying to work out the answer for, without researching, which I haven't done, and without watching the episode, which I also haven't done. I know it's season one, when Chandler has that, well, basically when everybody is works making fun of him. And I've really been trying, and I don't think I have it, and I definitely don't have the U, but I think that it's weekly employee networking something systems. I think that's what it is. So with all of my vast friends' knowledge, and given this question, you know better than most how good I am at friends, you've almost completely stumped me with this one. But I can see the scene, and I can see Chandler in his cheesy 90s suit, and the girl with the big hair that comes in, and they make fun of the weenus. Well, she makes fun of the weenus, laughs at him, but I cannot think of what that is. So my best guess is weekly employee networking something systems. Maybe it's utilization or something, but I'm just literally making shit up now. So this is probably the best question ever, because honestly, I swear I didn't think, I mean, I thought I knew most friend stuff. Anyway, moving on. 3. When was the last time you were so uncontrollably aroused that the need to relieve that arousal took precedence over place and time? That was definitely the last time I recorded and posted it. That was a very impromptu recording. I had been having the same kind of the same train of thought all day, centered around certain subjects, just over and over and over again, and finally by mid-afternoon, it was on a Sunday, I just couldn't take it anymore, and I decided to do ramble audio. I think I posted that 2 weeks ago, but it's definitely the last thing I posted for GWA, so if anybody wants to go find it, that's where it is. It was just one of those things where it didn't matter what else was going on. I had to go take care of it. So, Number 4 is, you find yourself in Westeros and can choose any realm of the Seven Kingdoms to call your home. Where do you situate yourself and why? Well, I would be in the north, but like Winterfell probably, because it's pretty there and I like the snow, and I think they're the best people. Not now. If you haven't watched this show, then I'm sorry. I'm going to try not to say anything important. But I'm just saying that I would want to, you know, be with the Starks. I feel like they're probably my favorite people on that show. And they just seem like, even though there's a lot of shady dealing going around and stuff, I just feel like they're the least shady, or have been, at least as far as I can tell. I didn't read the books, so I don't know anything about that, but that would be it. There is some crazy up there now, but I'm just saying, that's where I would go, the north. Because I can handle the cold. I wouldn't want to be anywhere near the heat where it was too hot all the time. And direwolves, right? Why not? So yeah. 5 is, why is video gaming such an enjoyable pastime? So for me, it provides a couple of different things. It, on days when I'm really stressed out, it provides stress relief. When I have times in my life where I'm kind of having obsessive thoughts, or I just can't seem to get something out of my mind, it's almost like I can put it aside long enough to just sink into a game and lose a couple of hours and not have to think about that stuff anymore. So it really does that for me, and that's very enjoyable. But also, there's something that can be so satisfying about gaming, reaching goals, getting certain achievements. I was on a raid team for a lot of years, and spending week after week working on the same encounter over and over again, day after day, you know, hours at a time, and then to finally, you know, kill this monster, this boss or whatever, and be able to move on. I just don't, it's probably going to sound silly, hopefully not to other people who play video games, but there's just such a feeling of, with this team of people, of like, we achieved this thing. And it's just such a nice feeling. And it's like honest fun, you know, there's no real hurt to anyone. It's just like this nice fun. I'm not playing that kind of game now, but to just see things like new levels and acquiring new gear and beating harder puzzles and those kinds of things, I just like those little successes in life, and it just that's part of what makes it really enjoyable for me. Not to mention, I kind of go crazy about video games, so I like to research them, I like to watch streams of them, I'm currently completely immersed in watching these streams and competitions and playing, and all of it, just like the whole world of it is just so enjoyable to me. I just love it. I watched a bunch of E3 stuff, and anyway, all of it's great. Everything about video gaming for the most part is great. And if you don't know how great it is, you should start playing video games. I'm just saying, you should. Okay, those are all of 808's questions. The next questions are from Ernie with all the fives. Far too many fives, my dear. The first one is, why is Beast so much hotter than the prince he turns into at the end? Okay. This is a very weird question, but it's so true, because I don't actually find the prince. I don't even know his name. Does anybody know the Beast's prince name? Anyway, he's just not, like, the flowing hair and shit, and he looks all young, and I don't know. He just doesn't do it for me. But the Beast is, like, this, like, burly. This is so weird. I am not into beastie things. But he's just, like, more gruff and tough and, like, strong or something. And I mean, the guy he turns into just doesn't seem like he could handle me. And so I don't think that's very attractive. So that's what I'm saying about that. oh boy. So the second question is, why must I joust for your affections? Which is a callback to when I did my Stranded in Paradise episode with Arabelle, which was fun as hell. And if you haven't done it, do it, because it's so fun. I'm just saying that I want to watch guys joust. That's all I'm saying, is that if I'm going to be stranded somewhere, Ernie, and I need entertainment, and there's no electricity, then I don't see why it would be too hard for a couple of guys to just joust to entertain me. I'm not saying affections. I'm saying just for entertainment. I'd like to see it. I mean, I don't want anybody to get hurt, though. Not like some crazy kill each other with jousting sticks. What are those things called? Somebody tell me what those things are called. I don't know. Because as we established way back when in this long-ass questionnaire answer thing, I'm not going to look anything up. So whatever those jousting sticks are, I don't want them to hurt each other. Maybe it can be like Nerf. Like Nerf jousting? Would you agree to Nerf jousting? Maybe? You let me know. Okay. Next question. Is there anything you truly miss being a Vegasaurus? So that question really is there anything I miss about eating meat? And that's no. miss, no, but I guess sometimes the convenience, it is really easy, much easier now to eat vegetarian than it used to be. It's easier to eat vegan than it used to be too, but, that would be the only thing, is that I still have some family that isn't very progressive, and so getting together for functions and stuff like that is still kind of a hassle. So I don't miss any of the food or any of the stuff that came along for me with eating meat for me, but I do miss just some of the ease of being able to just eat what everybody else is eating and not have to worry about making sure I have food for myself and stuff like that. That's probably the only thing, though. The next question is, how many cats is too many cats? And this, I think, is dependent upon square footage and where you live. For me right now, in my apartment, 2 cats is plenty, 3 would be too many. If my dream comes true ever and I buy a house in Ireland and I live in the country, then there will be no number that would be too many cats for me. I would have so many cats running around outside, and I would have a couple in my house living in there. I love cats. I am fine being a crazy cat lady. I don't think I'm that crazy, but I love cats and I would love to give them all homes. And I can't even go look at them at the pet store, which also, don't buy your pets at pet stores. Just, you know, public service announcement, please don't. Please adopt. Always adopt from shelters. But at some of the pet stores around my house, the shelters bring animals there, and I can't even go over there because the fact that I can't bring those cats home just breaks my heart. So that's not part of this question, but that's what you're getting. So that's my answer. I think that for some people, being outnumbered by their pets is probably a bad idea. I'm okay with it. Like, I'm cool. But if you have a small square footage, you should take that into account. You probably don't want to live in like some New York City, you know, 400 square foot apartment and have 6 cats. I'm just saying, too many. But if you live in a gigantic mansion and you want to have 10 or 15 cats, do it. Just have somebody who can clean out the litter boxes every single day. Every day. Because I promise, if you had that many cats, well, even if you only have a couple of cats, it's worth it to clean out your litter boxes every day. Or twice a day. That's how you keep your house from smelling like a litter box. Also, the more you know. I'm now giving advice about cats. Okay, moving on. The next last question from him is, why do you like British voices? I don't even know how to answer that question. That's like asking somebody, why do you like food? And it's like, oh, because it tastes good and it nourishes me. And so I guess it's like, oh, because obviously it's nice to listen to. And what? That's not that. I can't even answer that. I don't even know how to answer that question. Mr. Fives, I don't know how to answer that question. Why do I like British voices? I just do. Okay. And because I just do, I think that's a good enough reason. Don't you? I think it is. I just do. I could listen to them all the time, though. So, and I do, you know, I like to watch stuff like that. Why do I like, I'm not even going to keep trying. I don't have a good answer for that. I don't. But maybe if you add another number to your name, change them all to 6, I can come up with an answer for that for you. Deal? Okay. Moving on. This is the last set of questions. From Kismet1313 or 1313. I'm not quite sure how you like to say that, but there you go. The first one is, have you done much traveling? If so, where have you been? I have not traveled outside the US, so I don't know how much of my travel counts. I've been to a couple of states. I've been to the Midwest. I haven't really been back east. I've been to the South a couple of times, and to the West Coast a couple of times, and Southwest, the states in the Southwest a lot. I've been to those states a lot. My favorite places that I've been are Ashland, Oregon. It was one of my very favorite places I've ever been. It was beautiful there. It's so green. It was totally my style up there. And Madison, Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin is fantastic. I really liked it when I was there. And that's the next question. What do you like about them? And then have a distinct memory that you could share with us? So I guess the thing I liked the most about Ashland was that in the Pacific Northwest, I don't know if you haven't been there, in the U.S. it's just really beautiful. It's these huge trees and it's very, very green. And I love mountains and mountainous areas and big trees and all of that. And I just loved it so much there. And Wisconsin was also very green. And there were, I don't know, like, there are so many lakes and stuff up there. So even though there aren't a lot of mountains, it's just really pretty. I love nature. I just love being out there. I guess as far as memories go, I guess, I actually was in Wisconsin for a good period of time of my life. And while I was up there, I had a younger brother of mine come visit me, and he was very, very young. I want to say 12 or 13 when he came to visit me, and he had this weird obsession with Frank Lloyd Wright. And in Madison, Wisconsin, they have this museum of his, and it's right on the pier on the lake. And so I took him down there, and he was so cute and just this little boy that was so excited to learn all this stuff about Wright and all we read everything, and we were there all day, and it was a blast. And so I guess that. Oh, and actually they have this kite festival there in the winter, which seems really weird to have a kite festival in the winter, but it's totally not, because it's out on the lake, because the lake's frozen solid. And so you go out on the lake, and this is probably going to seem totally normal to somebody else, but it was awesome to me. So you go out there, like, clear out on, not like kind of, like, clear out on the lake, because the lake's frozen so deep for so many inches, and they're just like booths. It's like a festival out there on the ice. I don't know. Maybe it's not awesome, but I thought it was awesome. And there was this, so I went by myself because I thought it'd be really cool, and it was totally awesome. And there was this woman there that had these beautiful Newfoundland dogs. These, like, three, and I'd never seen them in real life, ever. And they were the sweetest, kindest dogs, and that was one of the best days I had out there, actually. So, there you go. There's your travel memory. There's a last question here that says, if you haven't traveled, where would you like to go and why? And I'm going to say that this goes back to if I could travel anywhere. I've only traveled in the U.S. I'd love to travel a lot. I love to see most of the world. I really like to go to most of Western Europe. I'd like to go to India. Anywhere. I just really like to see the world. I feel like that part of my life is kind of missing, so hopefully I'll get to do that. I just really want to experience other cultures and worlds. And I mean, there's still places in the U.S. I'd like to go that I've never been. So yeah, and why? Just because I feel like for me, myself, without finding time to travel at some point in my life, I don't feel like I'm going to feel like I've led a full life. So that's that. That's all my questions. I don't know. I have no idea how long this has been. It's way too late. I should definitely be sleeping. And I'm going to try to get this edited so I can get it up for you guys tonight or tomorrow. But there you go. That's my AMA answers. Yeah. Thanks again to everybody who asked me questions. And have a great day. Okay, bye.